stories of suspense.
Joe Barkley's penthouse. Finally, I'm standing here by the big window looking down at the city.
Hey, it's an empire down there, Tom. An empire that belongs to anyone who has the courage to claim it.
You own it, Mr. Barkley. It's all yours.
Yes, I can have almost anything down there that I want. But it can be your empire, too, Tom.
Mine?
Yeah. You've heard about Mike Darrow.
Yeah, he died in the city hospital yesterday.
I need someone to take his place, Tom. Someone I can trust.
You don't mean...
I've been watching you for quite a while. You've done everything you've been told, and you've done it well. In the course of your work for me, you had to assault a man. When you were given a year in prison, you took the full blame, squarely, on your own shoulders. My name was never mentioned.
Well, you took good care of me. $3,000 in cash when I got out.
Yeah, $3,000's nothing. As my assistant, you'll receive $500 a week.
$500?
However...
Yeah, Mr. Barkley?
You haven't been in my organization very long. And there's at least one man who won't take kindly to your being my assistant.
Carl Stevens.
Yes. I'm sure that Carl feels certain he'll be taking Mike Darrow's place. He's been with my organization for a long time. Many who think he's Mike Darrow's logical successor.
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of guys in the organization who do feel that way.
But I want you, Tom.
Thanks, Mr. Barkley. But Carl Stevens isn't going to like it.
Are you afraid of Carl?
No.
If something happened to you, Tom, then I'd choose Carl Stevens as my assistant. And if Carl has his way, something will happen to you. So, what does that suggest?
Well, I don't get what you're driving at, Mr. Barkley.
Either you or Carl will be my assistant, but Carl won't stand for you taking a position. So I think you'd better go to his apartment and resolve the matter. When you leave his apartment, if you leave his apartment, there'll be no doubt as to who will succeed Mike Darrow.
Are you saying I'll have to get rid of Carl before I can have the job?
Yes. That's what I'm saying, Tom.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Sidewalk Empire.
And me, huh?
Yes.
Suppose Carl says he doesn't care if I get the job.
He won't. Hey, you see, Tom, I've already promised him he could take over from Mike. But I'd rather have you for the job. Carl asks too many questions. And he doesn't always show quite enough respect for me.
And it'll be a kind of a duel, huh?
Yes. And there's the prize, Tom. Down there. The city. The sidewalk empire.
Yeah.
I won't always be here, you know. There'll be trips I'll have to take. When I'm gone, this will be your headquarters. You'll live here. High above the city. Looking down, Tom, looking down, you feel you have the power of a god.
People look so small in the street.
They are small. Small and insignificant. You enjoy standing here, don't you, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You know, I don't like Carl, Tom. I don't trust him. I'd be most grateful if you got rid of him. You'll do that for me, won't you, Tom? Won't you?
Yeah.
Good.
I got to his apartment now.
Be careful of Eddie. Eddie's always with Carl, you know.
I'm not afraid of Eddie. He'll fold up as soon as there's any trouble.
Watch Carl every second. He has a knife. He's an expert knife thrower.
I'll watch him.
Tom?
Huh? Oh, Lieutenant Davis.
Oh, once it was Jim.
Yeah. And once you weren't a cop.
Did you just come down from Joe Barclay's penthouse?
Maybe.
He's a rat, Tom.
Look, you're standing in my way, Lieutenant.
Look, you got out of jail 2 months ago. I was hoping you meant it when you said you were going straight. But I hear you're still on Barclay's payroll.
And if I am?
I want to help you, Tom.
Oh,
I mean it. I know you've been kicked around and you're entitled to a mistake or two, but Barclay's rotten. Tom, we came from the same neighborhood.
Yeah, the same lousy neighborhood.
We were kids together.
Hey, start the violin from the background, will you?
If you stick with Barclay, you're finished. We're going to smash his organization.
Never. He was on top even when we were kids.
Things are different now. I shouldn't be telling you this, Tom, but we're all out to get him. We're going to blast his organization wide open. Don't be caught, Tom. Don't be caught, because we're not going to show any mercy.
If you'll excuse me, Lieutenant, I've got an important business engagement.
Okay, Tom. See you around.
Mike Darrow died more than 24 hours ago. Why doesn't Barker get in touch with me?
Oh, don't worry, Carl. Nobody else can be picked for the job.
But I haven't had a word from Barclay.
Well, maybe he's busy.
He couldn't be that busy. Barclay needs a right-hand man. He hardly ever leaves that penthouse of his. Just sits there by the window, looking down at the city. Something had to be done, so it was Mike Darrow who went out. Barclay's too afraid to go into the street. He's afraid somebody might take a shot at him. Sure that is, Ed.
Right.
Hello, Eddie. Tom Adams.
I want to see Carl.
Come on in, Tom.
Well, hiya, Carl.
What can we do for you, Tom?
Oh, I was just up to see Mr. Barclay in his penthouse.
Did he give you a message for me?
Well, not exactly.
Why'd you go up there?
He asked me if I'd like to take over Mike Darrow's job.
This is a gag?
I've been with the organization for 15 years.
Yeah, Mr. Barclay figured you might be a little disappointed.
Disappointed?
What are you doing?
I'm going to see what Barclay has to say about this.
And what are you doing, Eddie?
Oh, I figured I'd sit down here in the chair.
Just stay where I can see you.
Okay.
Hello? Mr. Barclay? This is Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Tom Adams is here.
Yeah.
He says he's taken over from Mike Darrow's job.
That's right, Carl. Unless you do something about it.
Does that mean...
If you come to my penthouse later, you've got the job. If Tom comes, it's his job. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Goodbye, Carl.
Goodbye, Mr. Barclay.
Well, Carl.
Okay, Tom. You're the new boy.
Now, Barclay can't do the good.
Shut up.
Barclay's the boss. What he says goes. I want to wish you luck, Tom.
Thanks.
I'll be doing my best to get along with you.
That's fine.
Well, I guess that's that. Well, thanks for coming over and saying hello. So long, Tom.
You want me to go, huh?
Well, there's no reason for you to stay. Unless you got some orders for me.
No orders, but if you expect me to turn my back and go out that door.
Uh-uh. What are you talking about, Tom?
That fancy knife of yours.
Knife?
Yeah. The one you just slipped out of your pocket.
I was waiting for that.
Move, Eddie, and you'll have a bad stomachache.
Okay. Okay. So you're holding a gun on us. But you won't use that gun here.
Why not?
The shot would be hers. What are you doing?
Just putting this cushion over the gun so I...
No!
Cushion muffles the gunshot nicely, don't it, Eddie?
Carl.
He's finished. And now there's you. You're his boy, Eddie. You've been with him for quite a few years.
Yeah. Tom, no,
I can't think of any reason why I shouldn't get rid of you, too.
No, please don't shoot. Please.
Promise you'll do just like I say. From now on.
Yes, I'll do just as, like you say. Anything you say. But please don't
shoot.
Here's
your first order, then, Eddie. Get rid of Carl. Get rid of him so he won't be found.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do a good job. You'll see, Tom.
Mr. Adams to you from now on.
Nicely done, Tom. Yeah, it was poetic justice. Letting Eddie get rid of the body. You know, Tom, I'm glad of you. As I told you, Carl was getting troublesome. He is asking too many questions.
I won't ask any questions, Mr. Barclay. What you say goes.
Now, that's a boy. Trust me, Tom, everything will be all right. You like the view from this window, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it. I'll leave you here alone. I'm going into my room for a while.
I sit near the big window and I look down at the city lights. I think of a lot of things. Jane.
Tom, why can't you be satisfied with just a job? With me working, we can manage.
Job. Working for some big company lost behind the thick wall. Just one of them. One of the millions of them down there. Insects that don't count for anything.
The easy money isn't any good, Tom. It's never any good.
Oh, Jane. Bright-eyed little Jane.
Oh, Tom, I love you.
Love. This is bigger than love. It's something I want so bad it hurts inside.
If you don't get a job, Tom, then I'm leaving.
This is bigger than anything.
I'm leaving you, Tom. You won't see me again.
This is everything. This is all I'll ever need.
There's an empire down there, Tom. The Sidewalk Empire.
Yeah.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Sidewalk Empire.
Weeks pass. I take Barclay's orders and I see that they're carried out. I report at the penthouse every day and I sit near the window with Barclay. He smiles at me.
You feel it just as I do, don't you, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, looking down, it makes you feel like...
a god.
Yeah.
I am very happy with your work, Tom.
Thanks, Mr. Barclay, but there's been a lot of arrests lately.
Yeah, those things have got to be expected. The men who were arrested won't talk. They're being taken care of. Yes? Yes, Barclay speaking. Oh, Ellsworth. What? Well, you know what to do. Let me remind you that you're being very well paid, Ellsworth. No, I can't see you. I'm going on a short trip. Goodbye.
Something wrong, Mr. Barclay?
My lawyer, Ellsworth, he worries too much.
You said something about a trip.
Oh, yes. I need a vacation, Tom. I'm going to South America.
When?
Well, I thought I might leave in the morning. I'll fly there.
How long you be gone?
Oh, just a few weeks. In the meantime, of course, you'll stay here in the penthouse.
Hello, Tom.
Well, what do you want, Lieutenant Davis?
Nice suit. And look at that tie. Real silk. Must have cost you a few bucks.
Yeah, $40.
That's more than my suit cost.
I got 2 dozen of them.
You're doing fine, Tom.
Yeah.
Might as well enjoy it while it lasts.
Nothing's going to stop it.
No.
Cops have been trying to clean up this city for the last 50 years.
We'll do it this time.
Now, all the cops who wear braid have got their hands out.
Haven't you heard? The police department has been shaken up. Some big shots have been retired, and others have been tossed out in their ears. So, have a good time while you can, suckers.
Well, Tom, I'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll drive you to the airport, Mr. Barclay.
No, it's all arranged. There are just a few things I want to tell you.
Uh-huh.
There are two men you don't know much about. One is my lawyer, Ellsworth.
Yeah, I met Ellsworth a few times.
Yes, but I never told you how important Ellsworth is to the organization. He knows just about everything there is to know, but he worries a lot. So, no matter what he tells you, stall him off for a few days.
No matter what he tells me.
Don't question my orders, Tom.
Oh, sure, whatever you say, Mr. Barclay.
Good. The second man I want to tell you about is Sampson. He gives me police information and he pays off our stool pigeons. I've told him that you'll be taking charge for a while, so he'll report to you. Well, look after yourself, Tom. I'll see you soon.
But what if I have to get in touch with you, Mr. Barclay?
I'm sure you can run the organization without help from me.
Well, you never know. I mean, something really important might come up.
Well, yes. In that case, I'll be staying at the Cosmopolitan Hotel Rio de Janeiro.
Cosmopolitan Hotel Rio de Janeiro?
Yes, but you're not to contact me unless it's absolutely necessary. Understand that, Tom? Absolutely necessary.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Barclay. Have a good time. Now it's all mine. All mine for a couple of minutes. You're so small down there. And I'm so big. Hello, Tom Adams speaking.
Adams, this is Ellsworth. I want to talk to Mr. Barclay.
He's not here, Ellsworth.
Not there? Well, where is he? I must get in touch with him.
It's impossible.
What do you mean?
Mr. Barclay went away for a while.
Went away where?
For a vacation. He wants to be left alone.
But
I'm in charge while he's gone. Whatever you got to say, you can say to me.
All right, Adam. See how you like this. The district attorney has been questioning me.
So?
The DA's office is on to something. I'm sure of it. Maybe some of the men who've been arrested have talked.
They wouldn't talk.
Well, I'm telling you that something's happened. I want to see you, Adam.
Call me again tomorrow.
I want to see you now.
Call me again tomorrow.
Lawyers. The city. Lights are coming on down there. Oh.
Yes, Tom Adams speaking.
This is Sampson.
Yeah, well, what is it, Sampson?
The bottom's dropped out of everything.
Huh?
I couldn't get the full story, but the cops are going to make a big move on us.
Somebody at the door now.
It's probably them. So long.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Sidewalk Empire.
Yeah, who is it?
Open up, Tom.
Davis.
Open up.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Coming in, boys.
Hey, you can't come barging in here.
Where's Barclay?
He's not here.
Search the place, Sarge.
Okay, Luke.
Hey, now what is this, Davis? You can't
here, a warrant. A warrant for Barclay's arrest.
What's the charge?
Rather, we've got a dozen charges.
Yeah, but will they stand up in court?
Every one of them. I told you we were going to crack this organization wide open.
Barclay's not here, Lieutenant.
Where is he, Tom?
I got no idea.
You know, that's probably the truth. I've got a feeling that you were left holding the bag, Phyllis. Next time you see us, we'll be coming after you. Come on, boys.
Another day passes. Ellsworth on the phone.
I must talk to Barclay. If that's not possible, then I've got to see you.
Barclay told me to stall, so I do. But there's Sampson, too.
More guys in the organization are being taken in for questioning. The cops are moving at him. Even my stool pigeons at headquarters are getting scared.
I keep stalling. They got nothing on me. But then...
Eddie Carson's been brought in.
Eddie. Eddie's the guy who got rid of Carl's body. Eddie's the only one who can put the finger on me.
They hammered at Eddie for a couple of hours. Before they put him in a cell, they got him to sign a statement.
What kind of a statement?
I don't know. My stoolies couldn't get the information for me.
But I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know, so I dial long distance. I tell the operator I want to make a phone call to Rio de Janeiro, the Cosmopolitan Hotel. I wait. I speak to the hotel manager, and I tell him I want to talk to Joseph Barclay.
There is no one here with that name, senor.
I tell him Barclay might be using another name. I describe him.
No, I'm sorry, senor. There's no one here with the description.
Barclay. Barclay's run out.
You are left holding the bag, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, Barclay knew what was coming. Sure he did. That was why he wanted me to stall off Ellsworth for a few days. Stall him off. He wanted time to go into hiding. Sure. Into hiding with a briefcase loaded with cash. Yeah, Tom Adams.
Samson again. Listen, the cops are after you now. They're on the way to the penthouse.
Thanks. Yeah. That'll be a few thousand in the safe. Shove that money in my pocket. Get cops. Yeah, the cops, but there's a back door. And the fire steps.
Try this. It's all over, Tom. There are four of us. You'd never reach that gate, so lift your hands.
No!
Fire!
That was a crazy move.
Buildings. They're like towers.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Sidewalk Empire.